Welcome back to the Hater Nation podcast.
It's the Hater Nation show. Welcome back. 2013 year in review. MC Ali. Once again, as we said, BA cannot make it due to projectile diarrhea. I always wait for the pause. That's funny. Projectile diarrhea is always funny, especially
I call
watching
it violent
BA.
Diarrhea.
Violent diarrhea where he's Okay. Yeah. That's good. I'm in that. On the phone with us are the grand champion guests of the Hater Nation for 2013. Actually, if you even count 2012, because they were one of our last guests for the basement show, and we carried them over. They're doing big things with us. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again, Paul Preston, Karen Volpe, the Movie Guys from themovieguys.net.
Nice.
Hello.
Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
How are you guys
and
doing?
And fellow WBAD co-conspirators.
Yes, yes, we are. You're welcome, by the way, for that. I'm waiting for Tom to say you're welcome, too.
Thank you.
I know. I got to send you. I keep forgetting to send that check. I don't know where I put it. I sent it to BA, and then he didn't show up.
Yeah, please. Yeah, don't give it to him.
Do not ever send money to BA.
That's for porn subscriptions.
Mistake number one.
Right. Yeah, never give BA money. Or any female relatives that you know.
Right.
But guys, we wanted to
even come out west with you, then Karen's safe.
Yeah,
there is a possibility he might, so be aware. I will let the authorities know. But you guys wanted to talk.
It was great talking to you guys at the Tom and Susie show Christmas party.
Yes, yes. I was there last week on Tom and Susie's show on WBAD. Of course, Ali and BA worked there.
Sorry, I had family stuff going on.
As they
you're
always
a Ford holder. Yeah, MC, you're a Ford holder.
Oh, you think? Yeah.
Yeah.
But you guys we wanted you on because we wanted to talk 2013 movies in review. So give us, as you guys have always given us, your unique take on what you guys saw as the best movies of 2013.
I know one that Karen and I both agree on, and it's one you guys got to see. And I think when I called in, I told Tom he's got to see this too. The Wolf of Wall Street is unreal.
Yeah, and I don't even like Leonardo DiCaprio. I can't stand him, and my God, he was amazing. And this movie not only gives you a heart attack for about 20 minutes, but then you can't stop laughing for like another 20 minutes. It's Scorsese at its finest.
There is a classic scene that will go down as one of the greats of all time. DiCaprio, Jonah Hill, and Quaaludes. That's all I'm going to say.
That's
that
all you need.
Scene is excellent. Out of hand.
And it's fat
out
Jonah Hill again. It's not back
yeah,
to skinny
fat Jonah
Hill.
Yeah.
He went back to fat
yeah,
Jonah
yeah,
Hill real
fat
quick.
Fat Jonah Hill, buddy Jonah Hill.
He's
yeah.
like Luther Vandross.
Yeah, he was skinny Jonah Hill for like a movie. That's about it. And it wasn't even one that I think he had to lose weight for. Like he wasn't playing some Auschwitz guy or something. He was just, I don't know, I lost weight, then he put it back.
Yeah, because he was fat in This Is the End. By the way, if you want to see our movie preview review, our to and from of This Is the End, go to themovieguys.net or go to youtube.com/haternationvideos. Check that out.
Great
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, definitely, because it's always fun to see you guys in person. You guys are awesome in that.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And we're going to do more once we're able to figure out how to get to a movie theater on time.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. The Ender's Game bit? Hilarious.
Yeah, that was 100% true.
You know, we handled it so funny.
Yeah, because we said, I don't know, you weren't there for that one.
No.
We were like, we didn't make the movie. They didn't let us in the movie because we were black. And I was like, no, not really. We were late to the movie. Because we were black.
Oh, my God. You know, I got to say, sometimes being a lame white girl from, you know, like I'm clear colored, I always feel bad when there's movies like Best Man's Holiday or something that isn't exactly a movie that I know much about. I don't know a lot about, you know, black family life. So
Do you know about Christmas lost, Celebration?
Yes, I do.
That's all it was.
That's all it was, right?
Trust me, Karen. I'm going to let you in on something. There's nothing unique about black people on Christmas.
No.
We don't
okay,
do anything
all,
secret.
All black people in that movie were hot. Is that
I'm not.
Common?
I'm not. No,
I'm
that's
not go there.
That's not common. Hell, yeah. I'd love to go to a black get together with all them good looking people. Yeah. No.
Holy
no. That's
shit.
That's not unique. 12 Years a Slave.
Well, thing,
that's unique amongst black people. That's unique.
Black people are all good looking. That's what I learned from that movie. But also, that movie came out before Thanksgiving, so I was just going to make that horrible joke about it was on time.
Oh, nice.
It was early. It was actually early. It was actually
yeah,
early.
Yeah. It was
which,
early.
Which, but of course, it's like yuppie black people, so you know they're
yeah,
going to be early.
Of
you
course.
Know, like if it was a Boys in the Hood holiday, that shit would have came out in June. But okay, so Wolf of Wall Street. It looks interesting. I'm not a Leonardo DiCaprio
well,
fan.
Well, anytime
as well.
Scorsese gets together with Leonardo DiCaprio, it's bound to be. Really,
I love
really
The
good.
Departed. I mean, I watched the TV edit version of The Departed. I love it so much. But
well, you're going to love this then, because I did not expect to like it. And I walked out of there going, I love that movie. And it was just excess and crazy and really a world I know nothing about. And I loved it. And and my boy, Paul Mudd there, he was in it and he's awesome.
McConaughey.
Great movie. Hey now.
There's something amazing about the Matthew McConaughey, I apologize for the last 10 years of romantic comedies comeback tour that he's currently doing.
Yeah, he is doing a Travolta thing where, outside, not a gay thing, but a Travolta thing in which he's coming back.
Yeah.
And he's coming back with these very serious, very kind of like, he's not out. Because I'll have to admit, last night I watched Magic Mike. He did a really good job.
It's a great movie.
You know what? If you get past the fact that they're strippers, it's like watching Boogie Nights.
Right,
so, he's a porn star, but you have no problem watching that.
Yeah, because it's porn. Yeah. It's not dudes taking off their clothes.
It's not porn with women. Like, it was him as the central character of a porn movie. You already told me you don't watch porn with men.
No, I don't like
exactly.
That. Yeah. I like lesbian stuff. Right?
We're kind of revealing the curtain here as a motherfucker around here. But no, like
I can't remember the last time I watched porn with other guys. Two guys, and then they're on the screen, a big red penis. I mean, who wants that?
Yeah, exactly.
Red penis.
I would watch that.
What porn are you watching, Paul, with red penis? Are you watching that Japanese stuff? with the octopuses?
Excited penis. From any porn. You got watching porn without a penis involved somehow.
BA's not here. BA is not here.
BA would be going off right
now. He is our expert on porn. We actually had a segment last week, the top five porn actresses currently, which we didn't plan, which BA somehow just kind of interrupted the show by talking about it.
Well, that's because you always...
I'm off topic. Let me give you my number one, and Karen has a different number one of 2013. Now, granted, I got to say this without seeing everything. One point I meant to make on Tom Susie's show was that we preview everything that comes out. We're going to give you a comedy straight up on every movie that opens that's a major release. But that frees us up from having to see everything. So we've missed some of the worst movies. You know, I said on the air, I hadn't seen Grown Ups 2. Nope, didn't have to, so I didn't.
For real.
But so out of all those movies that we saw, out of all the movies we preview, we would just want to see the stuff we think we'll like, And so my favorite film of the year was when I went out and saw Captain Phillips.
Great movie. Fantastic.
Oh, that was? Okay.
Great movie.
I haven't seen that one.
Tom Hanks was phenomenal.
Paul Greengrass, the guy made that. He made the last two Bourne films. Ooh. He made, not Bourne Legacy, but the last two with Damon. And he made United 93, which is a fiercely good film.
We forget that other Bourne with Jeremy Renner. That was just a Jeremy Renner movie.
Correct. Yeah, that was from one of the writers of the last Bourne films, but not the director. Greengrass never made a bad film. Bloody Sunday, a great film if you can find it out there, and Green Zone. This is right up there with it. I mean, this guy doesn't make bad movies. He makes these hyper-realistic, intense films that are in places you don't want to be, but he takes you there and he plops you right down in the middle. And it's super uncomfortable and super entertaining and usually filled with great performances. And this time, Tom Hanks is just,
it was Tom Hanks.
Just making you totally forget Larry Crown and Cloud Atlas and 5 or 6 years of stuff you can't remember.
And Bosom Buddies. Sorry.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that he came from Bosom Buddies.
Yeah. He had all that hair.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Karen, what was yours? What was your top movie?
I'm going the opposite direction. My favorite was August Osage County, which is based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning play of the same name.
Yeah.
And it stars Meryl Streep and Julia Roberts.
Ooh.
And I call him the guy with the hair, Mr. Chris Cooper, who is fantastic in this movie. Benedict Cumberbatch is awesome in it.
Yes. I do know that. I do know that name.
Great. A whole bunch of great actors in it. But the thing that I love about it, a couple of things, is... the dialogue and the writing, it seems like, it's going to be sitting around a table kind of people talking movie. And that is true to an extent, but then things get crazy and you just can't imagine how mean and nasty people can be to each other in their own families. And then, well, maybe you can,
but you see it happen
and you're like, oh my God, people are so mean to each other, to the people they love. And there's this one scene that I think they captured really well where Meryl Streep's character has cancer and she's taking drugs for it, but it's affecting her brain, and they take and have a moment where she kind of is out of it because something traumatic happens. And I gotta tell you, they nail it, because I went through that with my mom when she was going when she was passing away. And to see an artist and a director just nail something that I witnessed firsthand was so shocking. I really think that that movie is great. I don't know, maybe it's a chick movie. Paul wasn't as excited by it, but I cry. I've seen it twice, and it kills me both times.
No, I thought it was great. No, oh. I thought it was great. It's not, he it's just not could, a chick film.
He couldn't show that in public, though. He just couldn't show that in public. He thought it was
maybe
great,
that's it. Okay.
But he couldn't sit there and like say, that was a great movie. Hey, and then he sees one of his boys like, hey, what are you doing? Hey, man, where are you coming out of? Oh, I'm just...
There are no actual explosions, but there are a lot of emotional explosions in that movie.
Maybe it's when I stood up in the middle of the theater and went... Bullshit!
Oh, if only. Hey, take me to a movie when I get up there. I'll say that. I'll yell bullshit on something. Y'all just have my back.
And I want to go right off of August Osage County, which was my favorite movie of the year, and say another one of my top five is Bad Grandpa. And I loved that movie. It made me cry three times.
It looks hilarious.
She cried at Bad Grandpa.
Three times!
How did you cry in Bad Grandpa?
Wait, cry in emotion?
What happens is, and I don't want to give anything away because it's so great. What happens is the kindness of people who are dealing with the little boy and with that horrible instances they get themselves into, and the graciousness of other people trying to do the best when something horrible happens, it just overcomes me. I cannot even deal with it.
Yeah, that film does a lot to not make fun of the people who are surrounding Johnny Knoxville and his crazy antics. Right. In fact, many of them, like Karen said, jump to like really good lengths to be good people.
Yeah.
In the face of all this craziness, and I guess Karen cried a couple of times.
I cried at the funeral. I cried at the end when they went fishing. Killing me.
Karen, do you cry during commercials?
No, believe it or not, I do cry when, this is going to sound like the porn thing from earlier, but I cry when men help each other, and it's not like gay love, but like man-to-man love when they hug and they help each other. Oh, God, that kills me every time.
Like Robbins and Freeman and Shawshank, right?
Okay, or Nothing in Common with the dad and the son, adult dad and an adult son or whatever. Or Huckleberry Finn with the slave and the Huckleberry. Oh, my God, I can't handle it. It kills me every time.
You're quite emotional, Karen.
I have really nothing to say at that point. Kind of threw me off the whole at the end when there's the white boy and a slave hugging. That kind of threw me off a bit. But I'm following you, kind of.
Huckleberry Finn with Jim, and then Huckleberry Finn thinks he's doing the wrong thing by helping Jim, but Jim's this wonderful, awesome guy, and everyone should treat each other with respect. Oh, my God. So good.
Yeah, I don't really...
review.
I'm going to let you go with that one, Karen.
You're awesome, Karen.
Did I mention... I liked Iron Man 3 as well. That's
yes,
my top.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
That's why we love her.
Ain't no hugging there.
Just stuff blowing up.
Ain't no man-on-man love there.
But at least the time for the worst, I'll just mention some of the titles that would make my top 10. I didn't put it all together yet because, like I said, we still have to get out and see things like Her. I'm looking at the new Spike Jonze movie, Her.
I heard that was awesome.
I heard that was too.
Going to see Walter Mitty tonight. So that kind
of
stuff will be pending still. But Philomena's a great film.
Not a fan of Walter. I love the book. I love the short story, but I'm not feeling... I don't like Kristen Wiig, number one. I'm not a fan of Kristen Wiig.
Why?
He falls in love with her. Like, all of a sudden, Kristen Wiig is this object of desire. When did that happen?
Well, it is Ben Stiller. I mean,
put it in perspective.
Don't let reality fool you where he has a hot wife, but in reality, if Ben Stiller was just Ben Stiller, the bus driver, he'd be hollering at a chick that looks like Kristen Wiig. But
as far as the worst of the year go, I gotta say the worst film of all year is, you know, I'm sure there's like indie films that are crap, but like big budget studio things that should know better. The worst is this movie called The Host. I don't know if you heard of it, but it's from Stephanie Meyer's book. She wrote the Twilight films. They made a film out of it, and it's about, you know, people who host aliens who are, you know, are forced to have aliens inside them, you know, acting as the host body when these aliens take over and people fight back against it. And it sucks.
Karen.
That kind of act that they did in Twilight and they're bringing it to this, you know, and it kind of makes just Twilight seem like super important the way the movie is laying out sort of its non-important. God, the characters are just so bland and blah, and everyone's so serious and hot, and it's lame.
I thought that the movie All Is Lost, starring Robert Redford, made me insane as I was watching it. I just could not deal with that movie because he'd make such stupid choices. At one point, there's this, he's on a ship by himself, you know, and he's going to obviously die because who cares. But at one point, there is this big, horrible storm coming, and he could see it coming, and he knows it's coming. And so instead of, like, putting up the storm sail, which he chooses to do later during the storm, he shaves.
Oh, yeah, that's stupid.
What? Oh, that made me so mad. I wanted to yell at the screen and go, you are an idiot. You should die.
You will see that film on the top 10 lists of
it's oh, so yeah. awful. I call the old man the sea. It's awful.
I was hoping that you guys would say After Earth.
Yes.
Oh.
After Earth is not good. Because sadly, when you get in there, you realize you're not watching a Will Smith movie. You're watching a Jaden Smith movie.
Oh.
And it's what's great, M. Night Shyamalan, who was, you know, this auteur of sorts who came on the scene with Sixth Sense and then Breakable. And you're like, oh, he writes and directs these fascinating, sort of mind-bending films. And I was just kind of a director for hire. Anyone could have directed After Earth. He just happened to do it. And it just was bad. And it's a story that, sadly, saps all... I mean... Cypher Rage is the name of Will Smith's character in that, and he's interesting in that he can repress all of his fear, and so he has no fear at all. He can attack all these aliens who are attacking the humans with no fear and then defeat them because of that. But with no fear, he has no nothing. He's devoid of personality. The charisma you love from Will Smith, gone in this movie. And then you got Jaden left over.
So there's no Fresh Prince or anything, so there's no reason to see the movie.
Good. Yeah. Thank you.
Actually, we are not Will Smith fans.
And I would love to see that tagline underneath the poster. No reason to see this movie. I would see that. I would love to see that quote out of the bottom. Before we let you go, please plug your all your ventures, themovieguys.net, and then, Karen, your musical exploits as well.
I'll do the movie guys stuff. It's, themovieguys.net, as you say, or facebook.com/themovieguys, or at themovieguys on Twitter. We're posting stuff daily. We've got our movie showcast. We'll be back... January 9th, I believe, with a brand new show where we preview everything coming out every week. And you got to join us for January because nothing good comes out in January. So we're just going to be making fun of a crap ton of movies for the whole month. And and then Karen's got a thing going on.
And also on the Christmas special of the Movie Guys, if you want to see my singing venture, I have two friends and I who have put together a 60s doo-wop comedy show, but we also can sing, which is kind of helpful. But we make an appearance on the Movie Guys, and I wrote two spoofs that we do of Justin Bieber's Believe, which is ridiculous. Why does that exist as a movie? And also we do a whole thing about saving, I want to say Private Ryan.
Mr. Banks.
Saving time.
Banks is saving all sorts of things. He's mm-hmm. crazy with the savings.
Yeah. So anyway, we do two spoofs on that, but you can find us at, we're called the Boobay Sisters, but it's basically a play on booby. So it's BOOBESisters.com and at the Boobay Sisters. You can follow us on Twitter and you can listen to us and look at us and, you know, write naughty, dirty things, whatever. We'll respond. We love it. So.
Well, show your love for the Ader Nation click. Show your love to the Movie Guys, themovieguys.net and the Boobay Sisters. Karen, Paul, as always, first of all, congratulations for being our most popular, our most sought after guests this year, 2013.
I'm excited about that.
The Hater Nation.
You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Love felt.
Once again, happy holidays, happy new year, and I will see you guys in a couple of months.
Absolutely, and we've got to get you into our studio, and then we will molest you in there. It'll be great.
Oh, sexy.
Good Lord.
Nice. I'm all in. All
right, we'll look at it.
Great.
All right, guys, take care.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
See you.